إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا ونواصل في درس الليلة القراءة من الملحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. I welcome all of you once again. Continue tonight a reading from the explanation of the 40 hadith. These are narrations and hadith that was selected by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, and they were explained by a group of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And as we're still reading from the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Walid al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan bin Fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, and may Allah forgive him, forgive his parents, forgive all the Muslims, ameen. Al-Hadithu al-Thalithu wal-Thalathun, the Hadith number 33 tonight, and Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم لادعى رجال أموال قوم ودماءهم لكن البينة على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر. حديث حسن رواه البيهقي وغيره هكذا وبعضه في الصحيحين. On the authority of Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the people were people to be given in accordance with their claim, men would claim the fortune and the lives of others. But the mudda'i, the plaintiff, has to provide the proof, and so it is upon the claimant, and the taking of an oath is incumbent upon him who denies. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله هذا الحديث حديث عظيم وهو قاعدة عظيمة من قواعد القضاء. He begins by saying that this narration is a great narration indeed, and it is a great fundamental principle from the principles of qada, the justice system. حيث قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم أي بما يدعون. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, were people to be given in accordance with their claim. Meaning whenever someone claims something to be his, oh yeah, he's yours, okay, go ahead, take it. You see? But in Islam, matters doesn't work like that. والمدعي, من هو المدعي هذا؟ هو الذي يطلب شيئا بيد غيره. المدعي, the claimant, who is he? It is the one who asks for something that is in the hands and the possession of others. For example, someone claims that the land in someone's possession, that's his. Someone said, no, that's his land, that's his house, that's his car, that's his money, that's his many things. So, that's his property and the like. هذا هو المدعي. يطلب شيئا بيد غيره. فالقاضي إذا أتاه الخصمان فإنه يسألهما هذا السؤال: أيكم المدعي. He says, look, this is in Islam, in the justice system in Islam, alhamdulillah. He says the judge, when he has khasman, two opponents, okay, when they come to him, he will ask them this question: who amongst you is al-mudda'i? In our terms, I think, is the plaintiff, right? There is a plaintiff and the defendant. Aina. So the plaintiff is the one who actually claim to take something or the like. And then the opponent is the one who denies. Okay? That's the defendant. So the judge, he will ask those people, من منكم المدعي؟ Who's أيكم المدعي؟ Who amongst you is the claimant? Who amongst you is the plaintiff? ثم يبدأ به. And then he began by listening to him or her. Okay, they present their case. So he began by listening to that person. قال الشيخ لأن الخصمين مدع ومدعى عليه فيبدأ بالمدعي لأنه يدعي خلاف الأصل وأما المدعى عليه فهو باق على الأصل والبراءة. So he said, keep in mind, when it's two opponents, people that have a dispute upon any matter, there is always a plaintiff and a defendant. One who's accusing a person and the one who's been accused. Okay? There is always a person who wants to take something from another person. طيب. And why they go in front of the judge? Because simply the one who's the defendant, he refused those accusations. طيب. So he began by that person. Why? Because he's the one who's actually saying, and he's claiming that something that is already in the possession of someone else, he's claiming that is his. So when the qadi people, two people come to him, for example, they have a dispute over a car. And when a person comes and says, well, see, the car he has is mine. What is the asl now? The asl, the origin is that the car is with the one who has it. That's his car. Until now, that's his car. But this one is saying now, it's his. طيب. فيقول أيكم المدعي أو يسكت حتى يبدأ المدعي ولا يقول يا فلان ما عندك هذا يخشى أن يكون تحيزا. So the qadi, look, subhanAllah, there is etiquette and adab in the justice system in Islam. So the judge, whether he asks who amongst you is a plaintiff or he don't say anything until the plaintiff began to speak. Here I am here to say that this person took my property or something like that. But he do not say, look to one of them and say, what are you here for? He says, because the other person may feel something in his heart, like why he start with him. You see? Why he start talking to him first? You see? SubhanAllah. To avoid any suspicions. Would he ask, who amongst you is the plaintiff? Because that's the one he's going to start with. Because he's the one who claimed that something wrong in the matter. Okay? قال ثم إذا تكلم المدعي يتوجه إلى المدعى عليه ويطلب منه الجواب عن دعوى خصمه. هذه أصول القضاء في الإسلام. Once the plaintiff presents his case and finished, then the judge turned to the defendant and asked him to answer to these allegations. What is his answer to these allegations from his opponent? See? He has to give an answer. If he says, look, this man is like, look, that's my car and this and that, then the judge, he will say, okay, what do you have to say about this? What do you have to say? This man, you just heard him, right? So what do you have to say? He said, these are the principles of qada, judgment between the people in Islam. قال فإذا اعترف المدعى عليه انتهت القضية وحكم عليه. These two matters, two things here in Islam. It's not difficult. If the defendant اعترف, إذا اعترف المدعى عليه, if he acknowledged the accusations and the allegations, okay, says yeah, he's right, as it is over. Okay, so the judge ruled against him. If he comes, the person says, look, the car, I left it with him when I went for Hajj. Came back, says, no, man, that's not your car. And because I just bought that car, I didn't even, you know, put it, register it or nothing. Now, because he take advantage of that, because I didn't register the car, I have no proof, he says, no, it's not your car. Maybe at that moment, the mudda'a alayhi, he may say, astaghfirullah, that's his car. That's it, so he give it to him. Well, actually, what's going to happen after that, Allahu a'lam, I'm not a judge. So, in this case, if the defendant accepts the allegation or the accusation, that's it, it's over. Okay? Now, وَإِذَا أَنْكَرَ. Now, but what if the defendant say, no, man, what he's saying is not right. No, I don't agree with him. That's not his car. That's not his land. Okay? These are not the limits of the land, because sometimes people, they neighbors in the land, and you find people, they keep moving, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, the limits. And subhanAllah, it's an evil act, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So now, قَالَ إِذَا أَنْكَرَ طُلِبَ مِنَ الْمُدَّعِ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Now if the defendant denies the allegation, now the judge, he turned to the plaintiff and says, what is your proofs? You see how it works? What is your proofs? See, if the defendant say, yeah, he's right, I say, all right, man, give him his right. All right, he's over. Case settled. But if he says, no way, man, I don't know what he's talking about. So in that case, the judge, he will ask the plaintiff to present proofs. You claim that this car is yours, okay, prove it. Prove it. وَالْبَيِّنَةُ مَنْ يُبَيِّنُ الْحَقَّ وَيُوَضِّحُهُ وَهِيَ شَهَادَةُ الشُّهُودِ بِصِحَّةِ مَا يَدَّعِيهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ بِالْبَيِّنَ الْعَادِلَ حُكِمَ عَلَى الْمُدَّعَ عَلَيْهِ بِمُوجِبِ الشَّهَادَةِ. Now if that person, the plaintiff, presents proofs, and the proof here is that which makes his matter and his case to be truthful in it. Okay? He claimed that this is his car, he's going to bring proofs, whether a title, whether something that shows that this is his property, witnesses, trustworthy witnesses. If he brings this proof, then the judge will rule against the defendants based on this proof, based on this bayina. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَأْتِ بِبَيِّنَةٍ ماذا يفعل هنا القاضي. What if the plaintiff didn't provide proofs, whether witnesses or any proof? What the qadi do now? So look, until now there is like three scenarios, right? Number one, scenario number one? Naam Shams. After he asked the لا, the first one, what was it?
The complaint.
He asked who?
Making the claim.
لا. What was the first one?
The
defendant
admits.
He asked the defendants, and he admits. The defendant admits the allegations. That's the first one. So when a person stands in front of a judge and said, this person right here, he has taken my car and don't want to give it back to me. Now, the first scenario, if the defendant, admits, case is closed. What is the second scenario? Huh? If he denies. So what's upon now the plaintiff to do? Bring proofs. If he has the right proofs, alhamdulillah, the judge will rule for his favor based on proofs. Okay? Now here is wa in lam yati bi bayyinah. Now here is the third scenario. If the plaintiff does not present proofs, has no proofs, no witnesses, no proofs, what the judge do now? He says, طُلِبَ مِنَ الْمُدَّعَى عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَحْلِفَ بِنَفْيِ مَدَّعَاهُ عَلَيْهِ خَصْمُهُ. Now the judge will ask the defendant, in this case, when the plaintiff could not present any proofs, no witnesses, now the judge will ask the defendant to swear by Allah that this is not, that this man is not true in his claims. Alright? فَإِنْ نَكَلَ وَأَبَى أَنْ يَحْلِفَ قُدِيَ عَلَيْهِ. But if he hesitates or says he don't want to swear by Allah, then the judge rules against him. You see? If the defendant hesitates, don't want to swear by Allah, says, listen man, there is no need to swear, I steal my car, and this, the judge, he says, look, you don't want to swear by Allah? Alright. It's not yours. وَإِنْ حَلَفَ بَرِئَ. But if he swears by Allah, remember, this is a step when there is what? There is what? There is no evidence. No evidence, no proofs, no evidence, nothing, no witnesses. If he swears, alhamdulillah, that's it. He's free now. هذا هو نظام القضاء في الإسلام. نظام متقن ونزيه ومريح. So this is the system of justice in Islam. Not like jury, something like that. Ignorant people collect them from I don't know what and they deliberate just themselves while they're eating pizzas. And now they're like, oh yeah, he's guilty. Or he's not, because the glove didn't fit. Yeah. Or something else. Now this is the judgment in Islam. Alhamdulillah. وَمِنَ الطَّرَائِفِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَنَّ قَاضِيًا أَمَرَ شَخْصًا بِأَنْ يَحْلِفْ. In one of the judges, he asked this man to swear. The man, he swear by Allah, that is not swear by Allah. MashaAllah. A person who was in the audience, he asked permission to talk to the judge. And he said to him, judge, this man, his aqidah is not correct. He's not the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah. He said, what do you mean? He said, this man, he believes in the wali such and such, وَعِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ قُبُورِيُون. قَلْ هَذَا يَعْتَقِدْ فِي وَلِي وَيَحْتَرِمُ هَذَا الْوَلِي وَيُقَدِّرُهُ فاسأله أن يحلف بهذا الولي أنه لم يفعل كذا وكذا. هذا حلف بالله ما فعل. فأتى به قال تحلف؟ قال لا استغفر أعوذ بالله فعلت كذا. When he said to him, swear by so-and-so, he's like, Hudu billah, I did it. He's scared of the wali. شوفوا العقيدة الفاسدة. The عقيدة الفاسدة, corrupt creed. He's afraid of the wali, dead person, but he's not afraid of Allah. Because they don't know. They don't know the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. وكذلك من الطرائف ما قرأناه في بعض كتب أهل العلم. Likewise, the judges, alhamdulillah, when we read in some of the stories of some judges of the Muslims in the past of the Salaf, that they use hikmah as well. Okay, when they see someone, for instance, they have no proofs or nothing, they use hikmah. Such as two people stand in front of a judge. One claimed that the other has borrowed some money from him. Okay, but the other man says, he never gave me anything, I don't know what he's talking about. طيب. So the judge, he said to the person, the plaintiff, do you have any proof? He says, no. You write anything? He says, oh, that's my mistake. He said, okay. Anybody, you give it to him in front of someone? No. He says, where do you give it to him? He said, under this tree. Anyone was there? He says, no one. He asked the person, you still on your position? He says, no, I never give me anything. So he said to them, okay, sit down, both of you. Wait a minute. And he's judging between others. Then he said to the plaintiff, you remember that tree? You know where it is? He says, yes. He says, look, I'm going to keep you, this your opponent here. I want you to go to that tree. Go. While you're under that tree, see if you remember any detail, bring it back to me, okay? Yes. So he went. A time go by, the judge turned to the other person, he says, you think he made it by the tree or not? He says, no, no, that tree is far. Said, that tree is far. He in there, yeah. You see? He said, okay, so you have to give him his money now. How did he know about the tree? Yes. I know. Sometimes hikmah, yaqi, is wisdom. That Allah give it to whom he wills. SubhanAllah, since we mentioned the aqidah, mention something I just heard today. A statement, a refutation of Shaykh Ibn Humayd. This Shaykh Ibn Humayd, he was one of the mashayikh of the Salaf. He died, rahimahullah, and he was refuting the Mu'tazila. Al-Mu'tazila yanfuna as-sifat. They deny the attributes of Allah. وكان الشيخ بن باز رحمه وتعالى حاضرا في هذه الجلسة. Sheikh Ibn Baz, Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz, رحمه وتعالى, he was present in this gathering. فذكر الشيخ بن حميد أن عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة في صفات الله هي إثبات الصفات بغير تعطيل ولا تشبيه. فنثبت لله الصفات التي أثبت لنفسه في كتابه وفي صحيح سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بغير تعطيل ولا تشبيه ولا تمثيل ولا تكييف. So he was talking about that the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة in the attributes of Allah is to affirm for Allah what he has affirmed for himself from attributes, lofty attributes in his book and in the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, without denying them, without altering the meanings and changing it, and without likening those attributes to any of the creation, and without asking on the nature or the reality of those attributes, meaning don't ask how the face is or how the hand. ثم ذكر أن المعتزلة ينفون هذه الصفات ومنها صفة الكلام. يقولون مثلا الله لا يتكلم لأنهم يظنون ويعتقدون أنهم إذا أثبتوا صفة الكلام فإنهم لا بد من لازم ذلك أن يثبتوا أن لله لسانا وشفتين. هذا لعقلهم الكاسد. So the Mu'tazila, they deny the speech. They say Allah does not speak. Why? Because they believe, according to their wicked intellect, they says if they affirm the speech for Allah, it means that Allah has a tongue and has lips. You see? Allah has tongue and has lips, of course. قال الشيخ وليس هذا كذلك. والله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي أخبرنا أنه تكلم ويكفي. He said we don't have to get into this because Allah, He's the one who says that He spoke. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. Allah spoke to Musa عليه السلام. قال لكن تنزلا عند قول هؤلاء ليس كل ما يتكلم له لسان وشفتين. But then the Sheikh says, just for the argument's sake, since they say anyone who speaks has a tongue and lips, he says just تنزلاً, for the argument's sake, we say to them that's not even true. Not everything that speaks have a tongue and lips. Who can give me an example? Huh? Birds have a tongue and have beaks, yes.
Another example. Give me something that talks, speaks, but does not have a tongue, a lips. ما ندري عليهم كثير. نحن ما رأينا الجن. I didn't see one to say. نعم.
الأجساد يوم القيامة الأجساد تكلم يوم القيامة.
أحسنت. هذا واحد منهم. نعم محمود. ها؟ سيديورتي. لا. لا نعم.
الآية سورة النمل وتقولوا مساكنكم النملة ليس لها لسان.
كيف عرفت؟ ما نعرف، هل عرفنا النملة بلسان؟ ما ندري. لكن هناك أدلة في القرآن. أخونا جزاه الله خير ذكر، he mentioned الله سبحانه وتعالى when he created the heavens and the earth he said to them come willingly or unwillingly, right? قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِمِينَ. The heavens and the earth, they said, no, they said, we come. You see, he said, in the Sheikh, he said, that the heavens and the earth have a tongue and lips. You see? So, العلم يا أخوان، هذا العلم. رد الشبهات بالعلم، ليس بشبهة أخرى. وكما قال أخونا، يوم القيامة، وتكلمنا ماذا؟ أيديهم وأرجلهم. سبحان الله. ويوم القيامة يختم الله على أفواههم. الله will seal their mouths. What would speak on that day? The hands. The hands has a tongue. And the feet. The جلود. تشهد عليهم جلودهم. Does he have a tongue? You see, so the Sheikh said, not everything that speaks has to have a tongue. He says that's for what they're saying, because the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they don't even get to this level. He says, look, Allah said He speaks, so Allah speaks. And we're not even going to use our intellect and say, no, He has to have this or have that. وَمِنَ السُنَّةِ from this from the Qur'an, from the Sunnah. Who can give an example from the Sunnah? Something that spoke but has no tongue and no lips. ارفع صوتك. أحسنت. دراك الحجر يسلم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is a hadith صحيح. There was a stone, حجر, a rock that gives salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أي نعم. Does it have a tongue? لا. ثم ذكر الشيخ بن حميد حفظه الله رحمه الله أن في عهد الخليفة العباسي أو كذا في عهد المعتزلة كان أو الأموي واحد منهم long time ago, over 1,000 years ago, at the presence of one of the rulers, Muslim rulers, at the time when the Mu'tazila, they have the upper hand. So he called, da'a alim hanbali, ala al-madhab al-hanbali, ala madhab imam ahmad, yani ala sunnah. Ala sunnah. Falamma dakhal ala al-amir, sallam, salamu alayka ya amir al-mu'mineen, ثم قال زعيم المعتزلة يا أمير المؤمنين هذا الحنبلي يدعي أن الله يتكلم. So this ruler, he has the Mu'tazila in his gathering, the major ones, but he called this imam, this man upon the sunnah. So when he came and he gives the salam to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the head and the leader of the Mu'tazila, he said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, this Hanbali, he claims that Allah speaks. He affirmed the speech for Allah. فقال الرجل نعم نعم أنا أثبت الكلام لله. He says, yes, I affirm speech and kalam for Allah. ثم قال المعتزلي قال يوم القيامة إذا سألك الله وقال لك أنى لك هذا أنى لك من أين أتيت بهذا الكلام أنني أتكلم ماذا سيكون جوابك. So he said to him, the Mu'tazil said to the man on Sunnah, he says, okay, On Yawmul Qiyamah, when you stand in front of Allah, and Allah says to you, where do you bring this? Where is your proof? What do you say? قَالَ أَقُولُ لَهُ لَقَدْ كَلَّمْتَنِي الْآنِ. He said, I will say to him, you just spoke to me. You just asked me, where do you get this from? You see, Allahu Akbar. Sheikh bin Baz was saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, ya akhi. Ya subhanAllah. Shift al-fitna wal-hikmah. He said to him, I will say to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you just spoke to me right now. And the one who, that's from the adillah. Because some of them, they believe that Allah speaks on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But now they say, no, he don't speak. So who the one who speaks on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Who prevents him from speaking right now? And this is subhanAllah, ya akhi. لهذا منهج السلف هذا منهج قويم. To adhere to the منهج السلف, what the Sahaba were upon, that's the خير. وكل خير في اتباع من سلف وكل شر في ابتداع من خلف. Good, all good is to adhere to the madhhab of the سلف. That was the Sahaba, the companions رضوان الله عليهم, they were upon. And the evil, all evil, is in the innovations of the خلف, those who came after them and innovate into the deen of Allah. على أي نرجع إلى الحديث قال الشيخ ففي هذا الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم لدعى رجال أموال قوم ودماءهم. Here in this hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he says, were people to be given in accordance with their claim, men would claim the fortune and lives of others. نعم قال فالمدعي ربما يدعي شيئا كبيرا يدعي أن خصمه قتل فيطالب بالقصاص أو يطالب بمال قد يكون كثيرا وقد يكون قليلا فلا يعطى بدعواه. He says the plaintiff or the claimant, the one who claims, he may claim something big. Okay? For instance, he may claim that his opponent has killed somebody in his family. It's a big thing. He may stand in judgment, so he accused person for killing one of his family or something. So now he's asking for retribution. Okay? Or asking for a lot of money. What they call it, the blood money. And that which he may ask about, the Shaykh says, keep in mind, maybe big thing, maybe small thing. فَلَا يُعْطَى بِدَعْوَاهِ. No one is to be given anything just because of their claim. لأنه لو فتح هذا الباب وكل يعطى ما ادعاه لحصل الفساد والاعتداء على الناس وكل من له هوى على أحد ادعى عليه. The Shaykh says, if this door is open for the people in a way that whenever a person claims something to, he is to be given what he claims, a lot of corruption will occur among the people, and people they begin to transgress against one another. And anyone who has a desire, he wants to follow it, وَلْعِيَدِ بِاللَّهِ. فَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ لِمُجَرَّدِ الدَّعْوَى وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْدَقِ النَّاسِ. لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا إِذَا أَتَى بِالْبَيِّنَةِ. Shaykh says, whenever a person claims something, never is to be given what he claimed. Even if he is the most trustworthy of the people and truthful. Now he's known to be the most truthful. The judge doesn't say, oh yeah, he's a truthful, give it to him. No. He has to present what? The bayyina, the evidence and the proofs. SubhanAllah, Islam. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَمْ لَكِنِ الْبَيِّنَةُ عَلَى الْمُدَّعِ. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the claimant has to provide the proofs and evidence. فإذا لم يأتي ببينة أو قال ليس عندي بينة أو جاء ببينة لا تقبل شهادتها لأنها مجروحة فوجودها كعدمها. So he said, so the Shaykh, if the claimant, the plaintiff, presents an evidence, or he say, he may present an evidence, or he may say he doesn't have one, or he may bring evidence, but that's not right, is it? People that may bring fake documentations. He may bring people to witness, but they are not good witnesses. Because sometimes people do that. They give money to people, wa'iyadu billah, to go on and witness one falsehood. Ayna, witness falsehood. He said, if those the proofs or the witness are not trustworthy, or the proof is not right, then it's rejected. It's rejected by the qadi. So, فَيَتَوَجَّهُ الْقَادِي إِلَى الْمُدَّعَ عَلَيْهِ. Then at this moment, the qadi, the judge, turned to the defendant. فَإِنْ اعْتَرَفَ قُضِيَ عَلَيْهِ بِاعْتِرَافِهِ. If he اعترف, admits. If he admits, that's it. The judge will rule against him.
Maybe the judge is
ايش ماذا قال؟ فين اللاين؟ لا 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 لأن ما عرفت مكررة it's repeated لا بس اي نعم. ف وإن أنكر وقال ليس هذا الشيء عندي طلب منه اليمين بأن يحلف بالله على نفي ما ادعاه عليه خصمه وأنه بريء من ذلك. But if the defendant once again denies the accusations, then the judge asks him to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is free from these allegations, from what his opponents accuse him with or of, and that he is free from that. فإذا حلف بالله ترك لأن جانب المدعى عليه أقوى فمعه الأصل والبراءة فاكتفي منه باليمين فإذا حلف فإنه يبرأ حينئذ وتنتهي القضية. So if he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's to be set free. Why? Because this person, the plaintiff, has no proof. Has no proof. طيب. Why? Because, remember he says, when a person claims something, the asl is that thing still with the one who's been accused. Because he's the one who has it. He's the one who has it. So if he swears by Allah, that's it. If he lies, that's on him. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. As it occurs in a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ once he judged between two people, and the one of them was, you know, show that the thing's his, and he was very, you know, touched by the ruling. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, if I judge for one over the other, is based on what I know, what I see. What he said, perhaps that one of you is more eloquent than other to present his case. So if I judge for him over his brother and that's not for his, he's just taken a portion of the fire or something like that. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is very important, ya Ikhwan. Let not the shaitan play with our minds. If something is not yours, it's not ours, it's not ours. Because sometimes, subhanAllah, a person borrow money and then he's like, no. Person try to say, let's write it down. Akhi, we Muslims. Come on, subhanAllah. I don't want it anymore. You don't trust me? I don't want it anymore. Astaghfirullah. I thought we're brothers, akhi. Ah, hawla wala. Now the other person will say to him, akhi, no, sorry. Here's $1,000. Astaghfirullah, please forgive me. Alright? So later on, after 4 months, my money, said, what money? He didn't give me anything. Astaghfirullah. Yeah, astaghfirullah now too. He's like, subhanAllah, I was going to write it. He said, you should. But you told me we're brothers. Yeah, we're still brothers. You see? La ya akhi, you're right. The day you write it, it's not just because somebody might not give it to you. What if he died, you died? What if he forget? Allah tartabu ya akhwan. What if a person says, no, he didn't give me that. I didn't take all that. No, you write it down. Alhamdulillah. So that you have the proof. You know, people, they forget sometimes. Especially if a person borrow more from more than one person. from more than one person that he has a business, he's going through a lot of hardship in that business. Every week or every other day he's borrowing 1,000 from here, 500, 2,000, 3. He don't even know who. If he doesn't write these things, the person comes to him and says, here's my money. He's like, 2,000. He borrowed only 500. The one who borrowed 2,000, he want to give him 500. Said, no, on Tuesday you came to me, I took only 5. No, I gave you 2,000. Sila. When they write it down, everybody know he is right. And this dunya is, subhanAllah, we have to always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another example, you borrow something from somebody, anything. Not only that you have to take good care of whatever you borrow, but then you have to give it to the people when they come and ask for it as well. Some people, they borrow something, when the person come and ask, it's like, no, he didn't give me anything. Prove it. لا يا أخوان. وهل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. When a person took care of you and helped you, subhanAllah, being nice to you, you're going to be nice to them as well and give them the property as you took it from them. You don't abuse it. You take good care of it. Unless it's by you something happened, then you tell them, look, your lawnmower, subhanAllah, look, I've been using it and I passed by this rock. I didn't see it. And it broke something or whatever, subhanAllah. I wanted to pay for this. If he says, no, blabas. Not like just give it to him and don't say anything. Like 3 days later or a week, the brother won't do it, it broke. And then, akhi, it broke. I'll give it to you while running. What do you mean? Now you should have turned it on in my property. Allah knows this thing. We don't play games. We're Muslims. If something happened like that, you tell the person, tell him, akhi, when I was using this machine, subhanAllah, it broke down. I don't know what happened. You know, but see, take it somewhere. Likewise, somebody give you a bike, a car, you borrow a car. You know, whatever happened, you don't just give it to him and later on say, look, akhi, you should have checked it before. No. Say, akhi, mashallah, I did this, I ran to something, I did scratch, yes, one of my kids did it. Inshallah, whatever, inshallah, I will give you, inshallah ta'ala, whatever it takes to fix it. This is how we're going to benefit from Islam. Because shaitan is wicked. Temptations, the nafs, ammara bisu. Even some people around, he's like, ah, he won't know. Let's give it to him. Give it to him, he don't know. If he call you later on, says, look, why didn't you check your property when I give it to you? Like, remember, those who do these things, if they get away with these things in this life, they're not going to get away with these things in the hereafter. When it counts the most in the hereafter, they're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cannot play these games. So let us be truthful, alhamdulillah, and these classes are for us to learn so that we can protect ourselves from the plots of the shaitan and from the shayateen of the human being and the jinn. But rather we have to protect ourselves by understanding this ahadith and these narrations and applying them in our lives, and also be of a help. Try to help those who they may be going through these things. Because certain people, they think, okay, so what's the big deal? Man, he has a lot of money. If I just don't give him, if I took this property, he has a lot. No, that's not the case. It's not yours, it's not yours. And we advise the people to the Mahi, it doesn't work like that. This man, he didn't give you this. You borrowed this. Some people, they borrow something, and just because the man, he has money, and mashallah, he's not rich, but they want to take it from him. No, he didn't give it to you. There is a big difference between a gift and when you borrow something. So it's very important, not only that we learn for ourselves, to better ourselves, and to correct our mistakes, but also to be able to help others amongst us, whether they are family members, whether we are neighbors in the community, when you see someone transgressing the limits, oppressing someone else, and you remind them of the hereafter, tell them, ya akhi, this is oppression, this is dhulm. Allah make dhulm haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make dhulm haram upon himself. يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, I have made dhulm, oppression, forbidden upon myself. And I made it haram and forbidden among yourselves, so do not oppress one another. We do not oppress one another, ya akhwan. Try to be just. And subhanAllah, if that person who's oppressing others, does it please him when he's been oppressed by others? He won't. If somebody takes his property, he's going to say, it's okay, it's not a problem. Nah. He will be very mad and angry, and he want to take it back and follow any means. And we have to love for others what we love for ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq to apply the deen of Allah and to adhere to these guidelines of Al-Islam, these beautiful guidelines of Al-Islam that are for us, so that we can have a life of ease and joy in this life and get the great reward on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.